Welcome to the Coyce International School Podcast.
Hello, I'm Adele.
And I'm Haraway.
Welcome to Coes News.
Today we have Hunter's report on the Coes camping trip.
But first, we have a cooperative story on the Moon Festival celebration we made with Brian.
The Moon Festival was on October the 2nd, 2007. The whole school, including the faculty and staff, and Danny, the headmaster, all gathered together to watch and listen to the wonderful Chinese poems and songs from some of the students at our school.
After that, some members from the Chinese embassy came and gave a speech. Then, we were surprised by an excellent fashion show. At the end, everyone was treated to delicious mooncakes.
Hello, Jen, or even better, Nihao. Tell us about yourself.
I'm a Chinese teacher here, and I'm from China.
Why did you organize this Moon Festival?
Because I think that students here can enjoy the Chinese culture, as I do, and that promote Chinese culture.
What does it mean to Chinese people?
Oh, this Moon Festival? It's a big festival. It's the second biggest festival for family reunion, that the people get together, the family get together, like Thanksgiving here. So it's a big, big event.
Mandarin and me.
My name is Salman. I'm in second grade.
My name is Devante. I'm in third grade.
We are learning Mandarin.
I like Mandarin because if someone is Chinese, I can translate. We will recite a poem called Jin Ye Si.
This poem is about people missing their families.
Chong Qian Ming Yue Guang. 一世地上霜，举头望明月，低头思故乡。
On Thursday, September 27th, grade 6 through 11, left for Caledonia State Park with the aim of Coyce International School Camping Trip to celebrate the end of orientation. Upon our arrival, we set up our tents and ate a lunch of hot dogs, hamburgers, and veggie burgers for some. Later on, it began to rain, but we were not discouraged. As soon as the rain stopped, we all came out to the campfire, roasted marshmallows, and ate s'mores. We stayed up late, and many campers woke up early and bought cereal for breakfast. During the day, some chose to go hiking, others went swimming, played football, or frisbee, and others simply hang out by the fireplace playing cards or the drums. Around mid-afternoon on Friday, we left to return to our main building on Connecticut Avenue. Soon after, we all went home to enjoy the weekend. The camping trip was a good chance to reconnect with our old classmates and establish new friendships.
Thank you for listening to the Coyce International School Podcast.